Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about price manipulation going on in the Bitcoin markets, and we'll talk about the killer cryptocurrency application that you may not know of yet. So let's jump right into this first news story. But before we do that, let's have a look at the market. So as you have probably heard, Bitcoin has dropped to 7,500. We actually crossed 7,200 yesterday. It has since then recovered a little bit, and people are obviously asking why. The other numbers are going slowly back up, but still there was some correction happening left and right. And like I said, the major question in the room is what is happening. We are all kind of hyped and pumped about Bitcoin, yet the prices are going down. Is there some market manipulation? Is the Tether bomb slowly ticking, or is it something else? That is kind of the topic of this first news story. It says here, traders manipulating Bitcoin prices, the Justice Department digs deeper. Now, the Justice Department claims that some unscrupulous traders seem to be manipulating the prices of not only Bitcoin, but also other cryptocurrencies. Now, this could be kind of a project, or if you will, to look into cryptocurrencies a bit more in detail. Obviously, if you have the Justice Department next to you, you can kind of get warrants to look into the different exchanges and get different information out of the exchanges versus just, let's say, an attorney general asking for that kind of information. So this is exactly what is happening. The Justice Department is together working with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, so the CFTC, and they're looking currently into what exactly is happening in the crypto markets, especially with Bitcoin and other ones. As it says here, some of these include spoofing or flooding the currency market with fake orders that eventually tricks other unsuspecting traders into selling or buying, as case may be. Now, there are a bunch of things. Obviously, we have on one side, we have bots and automatic trading that is happening. This is part of the problem. Then we have a pump and dump groups, but already the SEC is quite strict with those. And then we have obviously also whales, so big investors pumping and dumping and actually manipulating the prices. Now, how detailed the Justice Department will look at the different exchanges, at different crypto projects, remains to be seen. Nonetheless, keep in mind that this is, for a state, kind of a good excuse to look into crypto exchanges, which is what the states kind of want. They want to have some kind of control over cryptocurrency. And in order to get this, they need more information. They need to see how these cryptocurrency exchanges are working, what kind of volume they're doing, all of these things. So this is probably kind of related, but also they obviously want to avoid that any kind of misconduct is happening in the markets. So this is why they are currently looking into this. All in all, the Bitcoin market has reacted a bit negative to that, but I think slowly but surely, I mean, we have seen here for the podcast listeners, we're currently on CoinMarketCap looking back at the prices, and slowly but surely everything is recovering again. So hopefully this will be more positive than negative news. Now, it says here also that kind of because there's very little monitoring on the crypto markets currently, it's very likely that there is some manipulation going on, which is very true. I mean, I've always said it, the crypto market is the Wild West. Obviously, if you're coming from a finance background or from a technology background, this is very new, a new space for all of us. But the crypto market, in my opinion, is still the Wild West. There is very little regulation, very little control. So you have to be careful out there, first of all, and second of all, kind of think about long-term, diversify your investments and only invest into the stuff you have researched in. Speaking about interesting news, we have some interesting news coming out of Revolut. Now, Revolut, a fintech startup from the UK, they are have been founded, I think, from two bankers who were annoyed by the different fees they had to pay when going abroad. So what they have started is kind of a digital bank where you get a debit card and kind of can charge it up and can use it with whatever. Now, what is interesting, you can use it with, I think, multiple currencies. So you have up to 20 or 25 different currencies. And what is new since about 3 or 4 months is that they have also introduced cryptocurrencies. Now, cryptocurrencies, as of now, they support Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum. And since today, they're also supporting Ripple and Bitcoin Cash. So how this works is very simple. You can essentially create an account in Ripple or create an account in Bitcoin Cash. You don't hold the keys or private keys in any way. So this is all on Revolut's side. So if you're like super privacy and security aware, then this might not be for you. But in terms of usage in the daily life, this is actually quite easy. So you can essentially create and buy cryptocurrencies with one click. You will create an account in Revolut, and once you have a card set up and all of your account verified, you can essentially, like you would buy, let's say, Japanese yen because you're traveling to Japan, or US dollars because you're traveling to the US, you can buy and sell those currencies at current market prices with a markup of, I think, 1.5% currently. So that's the kind of markup for cryptocurrencies. Why Ripple and Bitcoin Cash? It says in the blog post that essentially people have been asking that they wanted Ripple and Bitcoin Cash, and essentially Revolut just answered the prayers. But it's very likely that there will be new and more different cryptocurrencies coming to Revolut as well. Now, what I will do is, for the podcast listeners, I will share some screenshots because I have it on my phone as well. I've just received the update. I will send some GIFs, some screenshots into the Telegram channel. So if you're not part of the Telegram channel, make sure that you will join there. And other than this, I always talk about this killer application in the cryptocurrency market, and I think Revolut is going into that direction. Revolut has kind of this in between zone of being very useful in daily life with something that the current banking system is supporting, while at the same time kind of supporting a more modern approach to spending and investing and buying money, which is cryptocurrencies. Now, of course, yeah, you don't hold the private keys. You cannot transfer the cryptocurrency out currently. It's not possible. This will probably come. They are saying the reason why it's not possible is because of strict regulation. Very possible. Also, I think technically this could be a tricky one, as I'm not sure how they're currently acquiring the cryptocurrencies when you're buying in via Revolut. So currently what you should do is just wait and see how this whole thing develops. However, knowing this is completely from a user perspective, full disclaimer, I'm not being paid by Revolut to say any of this, but from a really happy user, Revolut is very quick in terms of adding different updates and adding new features. So it's very likely that this will come quite soon. So in my opinion, you should try Revolut, not just for the cryptocurrency, also for their really strong product, but also in terms of in combination with the cryptocurrency product. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel. I'll see you inside there, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.